A former consultant to the UN cultural organisation UNESCO is calling for an Australian museum dedicated to this country's first peoples, a museum whose sole task is to tell the stories of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture, history and politics. And he says it should be a catalyst for other nations to return Aboriginal artefacts in their possession. Dr. Ragbir Batal is an astrophysicist. His research includes Aboriginal astronomy, and he was a consultant on museums and science centres for UNESCO. Now at the University of Western Sydney, he's penned an impassioned essay for Campus Review magazine asking, why not a museum for the First Peoples of Australia? He came into the PM studio earlier. Ragbir Batal, why do you think that Australia needs a dedicated museum of Australia's First Peoples?
Well, first of all, I think at the moment, all the museums in Australia, the major museums talking about, they have displays of Aboriginal things, but as appendages, not the full story of the Aboriginal people. And I think it's time that the Aboriginal people had their own museum of the First Peoples. If you look at America, African Americans have their own museum, although it took them 100 years to get this museum. The American Indians have their own museum, and the Canadian Indians have their own museum. So why is it that the Australian Aboriginal people don't have their own museum?
Just on the way that existing institutions tell the Aboriginal story, a lot of people of goodwill have worked hard to put excellent exhibitions in place across a range of institutions about the Aboriginal story. Are you saying that is still not adequately telling us the story?
I think it's not telling the story adequately. All the displays are sanitized. They don't tell you about what happened, the massacres and so on. They don't tell you. If you want to know something about the Appin massacre, which was a government-sponsored massacre by Governor Macquarie, you don't find that in the museums. Why is the story not being told? And that's not the way you run a democratic country. We need to know the truth.
And when you say the stories are being hidden, do you consider that that's intentional?
I can't, say the curators are to blame. You know, they should be telling the truth, and they should be the strong supporters of telling the truth. So what has gone wrong? And I think the thing is, every time they have a project going, it is always the Anglo-Australian who is in charge of the project. Yes, they get Aboriginal people to come and talk to them about it, but that's in the end, the project director directs the whole tone of the exhibition, what goes in and what goes out. And that's not right. If you're doing an Aboriginal exhibition, then the project director should be an Aboriginal person because he will tell the story from his eyes, not from someone else's eyes.
You mentioned the massacres. What other aspects of Aboriginal politics, culture, art are we not hearing about in our museums and institutions?
Right. You look at Mabo, okay? He's a freedom fighter. He's the most important person in the history of Australia. Why isn't he being given enough space? Imagine Abraham Lincoln in one of the Smithsonian institutions given a small space about himself. That's not on.
And so who should do this work? You're not Aboriginal, but you're advocating for this. Should it be Aboriginal people only doing this work? Is there not a place for your advocacy, for example, in forming this museum?
No, I think all of us should be involved, but I think the final decision, the projects must be run by Aboriginal people. I shouldn't be saying this myself, you know, but I'm very close to Aboriginal people and I hear their stories, you know, and they tell me, you know, why don't you do this? Why don't you write this thing? And I've been reluctant to write it because I think it should come from them, you know, but I've written it now. But again, I've gone and talked to them and they all agree with what my sentiments in the paper I wrote for Campus Review.
In that paper, you're a little critical of the New South Wales government, for example, because they're spending $200 million on expanding the New South Wales Art Gallery. And you say that they're not spending on an Indigenous entity, an Indigenous gallery. It's fair, though, for the New South Wales government to spend on expanding its central gallery, isn't it?
I'm a lover of art. Every time I go to Europe, I spend time in all the great museums, art museums in Europe, you know. But here's a case where a government, $200 million on the art gallery. I'm not denying that they shouldn't spend it. What I'm saying is, if you're going to spend $200 million, can't you find $200 million or even $100 million to put up a museum of the First Peoples? And it should be located between the Opera House and the library, State Library. Now, the convicts have their own museum. Why are the convicts more important than the First Peoples of Australia, which we are told have a culture that dates back to 60,000 years? So what's gone wrong?
And does this need to be a national project rather than a state project? And how do you negotiate the differences in indigenous experience across a very big country?
Sydney should be the place. I was going to think of Canberra, but Canberra is too far away. And I think Sydney is, this is where the first colonization took place. All the tourists, the millions of tourists who come to Australia, they come through Sydney. They should also know our history, the truth. That's what we're asking for.
In the past 18 months, we've seen the process of constitutional recognition of Indigenous peoples really break down, despite that amazing consultation process that led to the Uluru Statement. Do you see a parallel between the failure so far on that issue and the failure to dedicate an institution specifically to Indigenous people?
I think the same players are playing this game. They don't want to recognise the Aboriginal people in the Constitution. The Constitution was written by some old guys who had social Darwinist point views, and they left out a whole population in Australia. Now, the Constitution is not written by God. It's written by human beings, and they can, if they want, they can change it. What's so difficult about changing a Constitution? We have excellent lawyers. Can't they sit down and work this out? We have the same problem with the museums. And now this idea is not new. It's people have been talking about it. In fact, I talked about it at a conference a long time ago, about a few years ago. And I was criticized by the curators from the other museums. But the Aboriginal people who were there, they came and congratulated me and said something like this should have been said long, long time ago. And what's happening now is we're going through the same thing that's happening with the Constitution. They're not recognizing the Aboriginal people in the Constitution. They're not recognizing the Aboriginal people in the museum world. And I think Michael Daly, who wants to be a Premier of New South Wales, he can be a hero, or even Gladys herself can be a hero in the international world of museums. Now, why can't you siphon $100 million to build a museum of the First Peoples? And I think everyone will be very happy with that.
Dr. Ragbir Batal, a former consultant on museums and science centres for UNESCO, now at the University of Western Sydney.